This is JIS News coming up. Over 130 overseas investors registered for Jamaica Investment Forum. Ministry of Health undertaking Chikvi research. And 6 parish libraries get computers to support recovery of missing children. The news in detail after this message.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include The Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and The Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Now the news. The Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is anticipating a successful staging of the Jamaica Investment Forum, JIF 2015, March 10 to 12 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says over 130 foreign investors have registered to participate in the forum. The event is designed for eager investors and business executives seeking to discover business opportunities and industry developments, learn about alternative emerging opportunities, and discuss Jamaica's business climate.
This year, the projects that we have assembled in our portfolio represent $1 billion. If we are able to convert a percentage of those projects, we will have made a huge impact on the Jamaican economy.
The JAMPRO head was addressing a media briefing on the upcoming conference Tuesday. Jamaica Investment Forum 2015 is being spearheaded by JAMPRO in association with several local and international partners, including the Inter-American Development Bank, Digicel, Commerce Bank, Scotiabank, Development Bank of Jamaica, Hyatt Ziva, Ray & Nephew, and First Global Bank. The Jamaica Library Service, the JLS, has received equipment to assist in the search and rescue efforts of children who go missing. The equipment, comprising 6 computers, printers, and universal power supplies, was handed over by the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, with support from the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. Under a memorandum of understanding signed between the JLS and the OCR, the equipment will be provided to parish libraries for the printing and dissemination of information regarding missing children. Registrar of the OCR, Greg Smith, says the equipment will be installed at parish libraries in St. Thomas, St. Catherine, St. Anne, Trelawney, St. James, and Westmoreland. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock Ducasse says the Ministry of Health has started research to characterize the chikungunya fever outbreak in Jamaica. The research is being conducted in collaboration with health researchers nationally and regionally. One of the key deliverables of the research is to develop guidelines for the management of chikungunya fever specific to Jamaica. The ministry will seek to find out the extent of the outbreak and its effect on the population. In the meantime, Dr. Ducasse is reminding persons with underlying medical conditions that they should immediately seek medical attention if they suspect that they have contracted the chikungunya virus.
The ministry continues to remind the public that persons who are in certain groups are at risk for more severe complications. These, of course, are the children, the elderly, and those with underlying conditions, mainly the chronic diseases. So persons who are diabetic, hypertensive, those who are asthmatic, sickle cell disease, we have continued to urge these populations to ensure that they protect themselves from mosquito bites. If they become ill and they think they have chikungunya, they should seek medical attention.
Symptoms of chikungunya include fever, severe joint pain, headache, muscle pains, nausea, fatigue, and rash. And the country's thrust to develop a robust national greenhouse gas inventory is to be strengthened following a $25 million allocation in the 2015-16 estimates of expenditure now before the House of Representatives. The inventory will be developed under the Greenhouse Gas Inventory and Sector Action Plan project, being funded by the United States Agency for International Development. Anticipated targets under the initiative include procuring equipment and software and the implementation of training courses to enable the effective monitoring of greenhouse gas emissions island-wide. It will also see the training of officers of the Climate Change Division and the development of climate change strategy and action plans. The project is being implemented by the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change and is slated to begin April this year and end March 2017. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.